Hello, sunshine. Hello to all. Well, it's snippets time with Uta. Did you enjoy the hot spell? I hope it's not past and we will see sunshine again. The warm summer weather, what does it do to you? Well, we all seek sunlight or a vitamin D supplement. Studies show that people living in areas with longer and higher sunlight exposure levels exhibit fewer depressive symptoms and are less likely to report suicidal thoughts. The connection appears to work through vitamin D production, which plays a crucial role in mood regulation. Well, I hope you take care of your skin as well as your eyes and use, for your eyes, UV protection. So did you know actually that UV protection is low in the third of junior sunglasses? A third of children's sunglasses bought from online marketplaces including Amazon, AliExpress, eBay and Temu do not provide the required protection and are unsafe according to Which Research. Researchers bought 20 pairs online, finding UV protection levels were dangerously low for two of them, despite claims they offered full protection. Several models, including cute cat kids sunglasses, UV protection, classic vintage holiday sunglasses, UV 400, kids aviators, kids 1 pound sunglasses, that's from Temu, and red heart-shaped sunglasses, that's from eBay, all made either misleading claims about their ability to block rays or had inconsistent filtering. All pairs tested were found to be missing key information, labels and markings. So none of the 20 types bought could be sold legally in the UK, which magazine said. Well, makes you think. So have your children's eyes checked regularly? That is really important. There has been alarm raised over driver's eye tests as well for all age groups. Nearly one in four drivers has not had an eye test in the past 2 years, the survey suggests. The poll, commissioned by Insurers Churchill, comes amid concerns over a lack of checks on drivers once they pass their test. Drivers in the UK must read a number plate 20 metres away from or away as part of their test, but that is the only time they must prove their sight is good enough to drive. The NHS recommends eye tests every 2 years and motorists must declare if they have a medical condition that could affect their ability to drive. Well, take as many free checkups and tests as you can, I tell you. Prevention of bad health is better than treatments. Well, for example, statins can help sepsis survival. People who are critically ill with sepsis may be more likely to survive if they are given statins, a study suggests. Critically ill patients who receive statins had a 39% lower death rate than those who did not, according to a study in Frontiers in Immunology. The UK Skepsis, oh God, what is it what I do today? The UK Sepsis Trust called for a large multi-country trial. So that is for the statins. And from statins to penicillin. I didn't know that Winston Churchill pushed to get penicillin. Winston Churchill's push to obtain penicillin in time to treat D-Day casualties has been unearthed in documents. Papers from the National Archives reveal the Prime Minister's frustration over slow progress securing supplies. And production of the antibiotic had struggled to take hold at a large scale in Britain. And on 19th February in 1944, Churchill scrawled, "Your report showing we are only to get about one-tenth of the expected output this year is very disappointing." So Churchill was in the Houses of Parliament when an American woman took a seat there too. Well, and now a history-making MP's tiara was up for sale. And we're talking about a Cartier diamond tiara belonging to the first woman to take a seat in the House of Commons, expected to be sold for £350,000 at auction. It actually was sold for £700,000. She had worn it at a premiere of the Charlie Chaplin movie. And it is the lady called Nancy Astor. She was elected in 1919 to represent Plymouth Sutton. She held the seat until she stood down in 1945. That's it. Bonhams in London said the turquoise tiara was on the market for the first time in June since her husband, Lord Waldorf Astor, bought it in 1930. Jean Gica, or Jean Gica, the global head of jewellery at the auction house, said it dates back to when Cartier was at the height of its creative prowess. Well, for not that much, but quite an amount, a ring goes on sale. Well, actually a medieval ring that was, and he may fetch £8,000 in the sale. A medieval gold ring unearthed by a metal detectorist in a field he had visited many times before is set to fetch up to £8,000 at auction. Richard Girling, 63 years of age, said the beautiful inscribed ring, thought to date from the 13th or 14th century, is one of my best artifact finds. The tree surgeon of Igber in Norfolk made the find at a site in nearby Merton last March. It is nice to have something that hasn't been touched for hundreds of years, Mr. Girling said. Well, now, no money changes hands. Here, well, a book was returned after 28 years, and you didn't have to pay for that. Well, you didn't, but the lady or the woman, the man who returned it, after 28 years, well, makes you think. A book checked out from a library in Sussex in 1997 has been returned 28 years later. The copy of Margaret Atwood's Good Bones was borrowed from Bexhill Library when the Spice Girls' Spice Up Your Life was topping the charts and the final classic LTIFX4 London Taxi had just rolled off the production line. It was returned after East Sussex Library Service held an amnesty, agreeing to waive fines until the end of this month. And in all, you would believe it or not, in all, 24,000 books were handed back. I mean, libraries are often in old buildings, and historical buildings can be under threat sometimes. Well, sometimes from earthquakes. An earthquake damaged the ancient monastery. Well, actually several. Earthquakes in a secluded monastic community in northern Greece have damaged centuries-old monasteries. A magnitude of 5.3 earthquake struck the Mount Athos Peninsula on 7th of June, followed by a series of both undersea and land-based tremors. The quakes caused severe cracks in the dome of the monastery of Xenophon, which was built in the late 10th century. I actually went on holiday in the area once, and only male men, animals, whatever, can enter Mount Athos. Women, any kind of female, are not allowed there. Well, damage or other weather problems can cause havoc. So it's not only Athos, Mount Athos, who is concerned about that, but Saharan dust covers around 2,000 miles. A massive cloud of dust from the Sahara Desert has blanketed most of the Caribbean as it heads towards the US. The cloud extended 2,000 miles from Jamaica to well past Barbados in the Eastern Caribbean and 750 miles from the Turks and Caicos Islands in the Northern Caribbean down to Trinidad and Tobago. So from sand, I move on to water. And a video shows the impact of ships on the seafloor. Underwater video footage has revealed for the first time the impact of anchor and chain damage caused by global shipping activity on the Antarctic seafloor. Species at risk include giant volcano sponges, which may live up to 15,000 years, scientists said in the study published in the journal Frontiers. In the sea live turtles, but on land there are tortoises. So it was a shock as a male tortoise laid eggs. A tortoise, which for decades was thought to be male, has shocked its owner by producing eggs. Jill Mancino, who lives in Undy, Monmouthshire, said that the 44-year-old Speedy, that's the name of the tortoise, displayed male tendencies of headbutting and mounting various objects in the garden. But everything changed after a play date with her friend's male tortoise. Mancino said that a trip to the vet revealed that her Greek spur-tided tortoise was in fact female and pregnant. Mancino added, "By the time I got him home, he had laid two eggs, well, she, I should say, and then she laid four more." It'll be a little kindergarten for tortoises soon, I think. And the stork community is growing too. Injured storks to lure back others. White storks are an emblem for nature recovery, according to conservationists. A reintroduction project in southern England has sought to create new colonies of rehabilitated injured storks, which can draw in wild birds. The project uses non-flying birds from Warsaw Zoo, some of which are kept at Cotswold Wildlife Park, where they breed, with their young released from Knepp Estate in West Sussex and Wadhurst Park, East Sussex, to encourage them to return there to nest. Well, storks have long legs, are quite tall. So what is a tiny animal? A bat lighter than 20 pence coin saved after a fall. Yes, a tiny bat weighing less than a 20 pence coin has been saved after it tumbled down a chimney. The soot-covered adult female was a soprano pipistrelle, Britain's smallest bat species. It was discovered by an elderly woman after it dropped down a chimney while trying to roost near Tynemouth Priory, North Tyneside. L.S. Jander, a wildlife expert, rescued the creature after receiving an emergency call. "We gave her two pipettes of electrolytes to rehydrate her, then took her back to where we found her and released her." So, how many lives does the bat have? Well, we know usually how many lives a cat have. Well, how many lives does this cat have? A tumble dryer cat uses up one life. A pet cat survived a spin in a tumble dryer after accidentally getting trapped during a late night laundry cycle. The 3-year-old Monica spent 10 minutes on a heat cycle before her owner Marie Anne Ward from Norwich heard a thudding sound from the dryer. Miss Ward and her husband Matt rushed Monica to the vet, where she was treated for tail injuries, a cut lip, and liver issues. The vet said she was so lucky, so pet owners have been urged to check appliances before use. And with the hot weather and you probably drying washing outside, you will leave your tumble dryer door closed. And if you open it, check for a cat or for any kind of animal that you don't trap it. So have a nice summer, and this is goodbye from me, goodbye from Uta.